You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I spoke with Local Government New Zealand earlier this morning. The group is calling for the terms of local and central government to be extended from 3 years to four. Councils around the country have shown their support for the proposal due to how it might help councils make a more long-term changes while in office and encourage voter turnout. I spoke to newly elected President of Local Government New Zealand, Stuart Crosby, about this issue. I began by asking why the government terms should be extended.
Well, over a long period of time, the business of councils has got quite complex in terms of all the processes you have to go through. So in short, a three-year term is quite restrictive in getting some real momentum going, particularly on those long-term issues, for example, urban growth development, major pieces of infrastructure to support existing communities or new communities. So your listeners may not realise it, but, you know, prior to an election, councils aren't allowed to make major decisions. So there's about a three-month hiatus prior to an election. Post an election, you have to set up the council's committee structures, etc. So you're losing about another 3 or 4 months getting into the business of council. And then as you lead up to another election, the cycle starts again. So in effect, you only have 12 to 15, at best 18 months of really getting stuck into your work. And this kind of stop-start issue is creating a lot of problems because new councillors or a new mayor may come along and rightly so might want to review a particular project or a particular piece of work because they stood on that through the election campaign. And again, that creates delay. So what we're suggesting is that a four-year term would give a good 24-plus months to get stuck into the work.
Are there, obviously, that's a big issue, you know, making sure that councils can do the work that the public are hoping they will do. Are there any other issues that arise with having a shorter election term?
There's been some secondary comment around the issue of a lack of people being interested, frankly, in elections, and that's true. The turnout rate has been declining over a number of years, and we think there are a whole range of different reasons for that. One, the complexity of an election. Often there's three elections at once. There's two different voting systems. The voters don't know who to vote for because there's a lack of information. Should electronic voting take place? Well, there's security issues around those as well. So there's a whole range, to my mind, of issues that are tied up to a four-year term. The other part of our remit, which is very important, was we were calling for a referendum on this. So it being a major constitutional issue, politicians should not be making this decision. The community should be making this decision.
That's sort of what I wanted to speak about next. What does the process for getting this sort of proposal across the line look like? Obviously, you've said a referendum is something that's really important to have the community state their opinion on. But how do you go from here talking about wanting to extend the government's terms to 4 years to actually having that happen in real life?
So the initiative came from our annual general meeting of Local Government New Zealand, where councils can put up remits to go into the work plan for a Local Government New Zealand. So that will happen. So the next step will be a draft paper will be put to the National Council of Local Government New Zealand and then circulated across all 78 authorities for their consideration, because it was their 87% majority support to proceed with this. And there'll be some legal advice will come with it. Then at some point in time, and I would suggest probably later this year or early into the new year with the new government being established, that I, for one, will approach the Prime Minister and or the relevant ministers to start the conversation with them, because our remit also said that central government elections should be held every 4 years, as well as local government elections.
And is that for ease, for people to know that it's always 4 years for both, or what would it...
Yes, well, part of our research will also seek advice from academics in this area, and already many of them are coming out and saying, yes, a three-year term is not the best for effectiveness and efficiency in the operation of both governments. And around the world, short-term research has indicated that New Zealand is one of the few, if not the only, with a modern democracy, with a two-tier democracy, that's local and central government, that have a three-year term. Most have moved on to a four, some a five, in some cases eight with a 50% rollover. So it's effectively a four-year one for those elected members. So there's a lot of work to be done in terms of research. But at the moment, yes, there's a year separation between the local government election. We had ours last year, and central government are having theirs this year. So you'd want to try and keep that separation in sync. And the way to do that is to have both four-year terms.
And just finally, I'd like to ask, what support has there been for this proposal? I know that there's support within a number of councils across the country, but is there public support for this too?
We haven't tested that yet, Jemima, at this point in time. So it only happened in terms of the remit on the 21st of August of this year. So part of our process will be, once we've done some more research and put that out to our 78 councils, they may wish also to consider engaging with their communities to say, well, what do they think? So there's a lot of work to be done, but it hasn't really been tested in the community at this point in time. And one of the key things you always do before you put a proposal out is to look at all the pros and cons and put a good fact sheet out so people can engage on the basis of fact.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.